before you listen to the sermon, read 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
So
we're in chapter 12. And let me give you a short context from the last two chapters.
Because
chapter 12 and also 13, they will basically continue talking about similar things. Yeah, we know that the church at Corinth had a lot of issues.
The
first letter to the Corinthians was quite a rebuke, a call to action. Even though they got some things right
by the second letter,
there are still issues, and Paul was addressing problems. Now, one of the problems that we've been talking about in the last chapters
is that
Paul is not taking serious. Paul is being compared with other teachers. They are questioning his authority,
and
they don't take him serious as they should.
در نظرشون نمی گرفتن اونجور که باید باشه.
مثلا می گفتن تو نماز
شجاعی، اما در غیر نماز شجاعی نیستی. در انسان ضعف داری، آدم کوچیکی هستی.
Person,
نفر اونقدر آدم بزرگی نیستی.
Kind of being accused from paper to paper tiger.
در حقیقت میگن مثل یه ببری میمونی که با کاغذ ساخته شده.
Paul of course assures them, hey, what I'm saying in my letters, if you don't deal with it, you're going to see that I will be bold with you.
اگرم تو نامه ببینین جدی بودم گوش نکنین.
But I rather don't. Continue not having to fix problems.
Yeah,
I'd rather you deal with these things before I
go.
And we saw that he says, hey, this authority that I have, yeah, it's given by God to me. Yeah, Paul is the founder of the church. Yeah, Paul has preached the gospel to them. Paul has taught them for over a year.
Yeah,
but now they're comparing Paul with other teachers.
False teachers.
Teachers who commend themselves, who boast and brag about what they have done.
And
the church have been going astray. Yeah, so in chapter 11, yeah, Paul is basically saying, yeah, we do not boast about ourselves. Paul is a humble guy.
Yeah,
I'm not a bragger. I'm not a boaster. But since you're comparing me with these people who boast, I can boast too.
Yeah?
And he makes clear that this is not a good thing.
He
makes clear this is a foolish exercise.
Yeah?
This is not of the Lord.
از
but he says, I'm going to do this just to make a point.
Yeah?
You compare me with other teachers that just boast about themselves.
You
put them on a higher
pedestal, a higher place, because the things they are saying about themselves.
Let's see how that goes. So let me show you some boasting. Of course, we get this whole list that Paul brings up, credentials that he has, things he has done, things he has went through.
Yeah.
And of course, Paul had a lot to boast about, because he was one of the greatest Christians who ever lived.
He's
the one who got used to write a very large part of our New Testament. So he plays a game of boasting to make this point,
خودشو بزرگ کردن و بازی میکنه.
And he makes sure that they understand, hey, this is foolish.
I'm making a point here. به رخ کشیدن احمقانه است و هیچ معنی نداره.
If this is how you perceive things,
اگه فکر میکنی با این حقیقت میتونی
yeah,
دست
I can do this too.
منم میتونم خودمو بزرگ نشون بدم. منم میتونم بزرگتر از همه بهتون نشون بدم کی هستم و چی هستم.
And then we go into chapter 12.
بعد میره فصل 12.
Where directly at the first one we see the same thing.
بازم در همون آیه اول.
Not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. Yeah, so Paul just being boasting, yeah, as his exercise. I have things to boast about.
And
he says, hey, this is not expedient. This is not profitable.
این سودی نداره برای تو.
There's no benefit for me to glory, to boast, to brag.
هیچ سودی نداره.
And then he just jumps to another topic. Hey, let's now look at visions and revelations of the Lord. Read verses 2 and 3. I knew a man in Christ about 14 years ago. Whether in the body, I cannot tell, or whether out of the body. I cannot tell. God knows it. Such a one caught up to the third heaven, and I knew, knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. God knows it.
شخصی را در مسیح می‌شناسم 14 سال قبل از این. آیا در جسم نمی‌دانم؟ آیا بیرون از جسم نمی‌دانم؟ خدا می‌داند. چنین شخصی که تا آسمان سوم ربوده شد و چنین شخص را می‌شناسم خواه در جسم و خواه جدا از جسم نمی‌دانم. خدا می‌داند.
Yeah, so Paul says, I knew a man Christ.
یه نفر در مسیح می‌شناسم.
Now the question is often asked, who is Paul talking about? And I guess most people believe that this is that's Paul talking about himself here. I've heard preachers preach, oh, this is about another man. Yeah, after all, this what is written here is inspired by the Holy Ghost. Yeah, so this must be a true statement. And they take it just on face value. And I can see that that's not a bad way of looking at it. And let me say, it's not really important what the answer on this question is. Yeah, I'm not dogmatic about it. But I tend to agree with the first group. And that is actually Paul talking about himself. So this is my opinion. I don't know for 100% sure. The Bible doesn't tell us that clear. But I want you to just give you some reasons why I think that.
Now,
first consider the context we're coming from. Yeah, Paul has been defending himself by boasting about his accomplishments. And he starts chapter 12 saying, hey, this is not useful. This is not profitable. I'm going to stop doing that. Yeah? Now let's look at visions and revelations. And the very next words, Paul will start talking about visions and revelations. Pointing to this unknown person that is caught up in heaven. It's like, I'm not going to boast. So I'm going to talk about a man that I knew. Like he doesn't want to say it's him. And I believe he's a little bit sarcastic here. And we see a lot of sarcasm actually in this last chapter and also this chapter. Yeah, so hey, let's not boast about this area of visions and revelation. Yeah, so I knew a man. He's going to talk about this man. So you will say, how can he be referring to this man and it still be himself? Now I believe this is because he's talking about the new man, the spiritual man, he's the new creature in him. Go to Romans 7. Romans 7, and where we have Paul talking about the old man and the new man and the battle that is between them. And we'll see an interesting thing there that he's going to take a side. Romans 7, 15 to 16 for now. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Yeah, so there's this battle, this struggle going on in Paul. Yeah, I find myself doing things that I don't want to do. And I want to do certain things, and I'm not doing them. And then in the next verse, he's going to identify himself with a new man. Verse 17 and 18. Now then it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing, for to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not.
هیچ نیکویی ساکن نیست زیرا که اراده در من حاضر است اما به جا آوردن آنچه که نیکوست را نمی‌کند.
Yeah, so Paul is identifying himself with the new man. Hey, I'm not doing that. It's the old man, it's the flesh.
And what I
believe is happening in 2 Corinthians itself, but he's doing the exact opposite.
Yeah,
talking about this boasting, hey, I'm identifying here with my infirmities, with the flesh, with the old man.
Now,
go to 2 Corinthians 12 verse 5 for a moment. Of such a one will I glory, yet of myself I will not glory, but in mine infirmities.
از چنین شخص فخر خواهد کرد اما از خود جز از ضعف‌های خیش فخر نمی‌کند.
Yeah, of such a one, this man he knew.
اون کسی که می‌شناخته صحبت می‌کنه.
Which again, I believe it's refers to the new man.
می‌کنم به انسان جدید درون خودش.
Saying, hey, this will be a cool person.
آدم خوبی این آدم.
This will be somebody, something to boast about.
کسی که میشه بهش فخر کنه. If you have this, this being called up in heaven. اگه وقتی می‌برتت به آسمان.
If you want to brag about something, this will be something to brag about.
چیزی در آسمان دیدی خداوند
بهت بگه. Yeah, bragging and boasting, it's not profitable.
ولی سودی برای هیچکی نداره.
So we're not going to do this.
به رخ مردم کشیدم.
Yeah, I will not glory but in my جلال ندارم
اما در جسمم.
You can hear the sarcasm in that.
و می‌بینیم که ضد و نقیزی که اینجا صحبت می‌کنه.
And it ties in what we see a little later in the chapter. Skip to verse 7. When he's talking about the thorn in the flesh, which we'll not get to this to the day. Verse 7. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. Yeah, so here we see Paul talking about the abundance of revelations that he received. And that's the reason that he gets this thorn in the flesh. This infirmity is the result of him having this abundance of revelation.
Now,
why would he have this abundance of revelation?
Now,
what about that he was that man that was taken up into the third heaven?
So,
that's why I think it's Paul not wanting to boast, and he's identifying with his old man here. Referring here as a new man to
many new as a new man.
Read again verse 2. And regardless what you believe, it won't affect anything I will be teaching today anyway. So
it's not
an important. Read again verse 2 and till 4. I knew a man in Christ about 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell, God knoweth. Such an one caught up to the third heaven, and I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body I cannot tell, God knoweth. How that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for a man to utter.
شخصی را در مسیح می‌شناسم 14 سال قبل از این. آیا در جسم نمی‌دانم و آیا بیرون از جسم نمی‌دانم؟ خدا می‌داند. چنین شخصی که تا آسمان سوم رو بوده شد و چنین شخصی را می‌شناسم خواه در جسم و خواه جدا از جسم نمی‌دانم. خدا می‌داند. که به فردوس ربوده شد و سخنان ناگفتنی شنید که انسان را جایز اجازه نیست که به آنها سخن بگوید.
Now, here we're going to hit the main topic I want to talk about today.
اینجا برمیگردیم به موضوعی که می‌خوام در موردش صحبت کنم.
That is the third heaven.
آسمان سوم.
And the reason I want to talk a little bit about it is because somebody asked me a question a couple of weeks ago.
چند هفته پیش یکی ازتون سوال کرد.
And that question will tie in with the third heaven.
برمیگرده به آسمان سوم.
And the actual question was in regards to and doctrine that is out there that talks about that there's a good part of hell which they also call paradise or Abram's bosom where Old Testament saints had to wait till Jesus died on the cross before they could go to heaven. So I will debunk that today and just explain that and give you the scriptures for that.
و آیاتش رو بهتون نشون بدم که بدونین از چه آیاتی اینو به نتیجه رسیدم.
Now, first I want to talk about what it means that there is a third heaven.
اول از همه یعنی چی آسمان سوم؟
Because people come also up a lot of weird stuff in regards to how many heavens there are.
اعتقادای عجیب و غریب پیدا میکنن که چند تا آسمان وجود داره.
Of course you have the Church of Latter-day Saints, the Mormons.
روزهای آخر شیطان مورمون ها.
Yeah, they believe there's different levels of heaven.
ایمان دارن که بهش لول ها و طبقات مختلف داره.
You do very good, you end up at the top ones. You do not so good, you get lower.
But then there's others.
People who call themselves Christians.
They
believe in like 10 heavens. That doesn't come from the Bible.
That
comes from extra biblical sources, these ideas. Non-inspired sources. For example, like the Book of Enoch. If you're interested, I did print the list of the 10 heavens.
And
to me, it was just funny reading through it. Yeah, but that actually speaks about 10 different levels of heaven. Of course, that is none of that is biblical. Yeah, the Bible just talks about three different heavens, and it might not be exciting as you expect it to be.
So
the first heaven is the sky where the birds fly, the second heaven is outer space where the sun, the moon, and the stars are placed, and the third place is where God resides, where his throne is. So let me give you some scriptures for that. Go to Genesis 1. Genesis 1 and read verses 6 to 8. And God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." And God made a firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day.
و خدا گفت فلکی باشد میان آبها و آبها را از آبها جدا کند. پس خدا فلک را ساخت و آبهای زیر فلک را از آبهای بالای فلک جدا کرد و چنین شد. خدا فلک را آسمان نامید. شامگاه شد و بامداد آمد. روز دوم.
Yeah, so the Bible defines here the word firmament, which is the same as heaven. Now, skip to verse 14, and it's verses 14 until 16. And God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth." And it was so. And God made two great lights, the great light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also.
یک 14 تا 16
پیدایش
و خدا گفت نور شاهان در فلک آسمان باشند تا روز را از شب جدا کنند و تا نشانه هایی باشند برای نمایاندن زمان ها و روزها و سال ها و نور افشان ها باشند در فلک آسمان تا بر زمین روشنایی بخشد و چنین شد خدا دو نور افشان بزرگ ساخت نور افشان بزرگتر را برای فرمان روایی بر روز
That's how God put light in the firmament of heaven.
Yeah,
that defines day from night. Of course, it talks about the sun and the moon. It also made the stars. Now, where are the moon, the sun, and the stars? They are in outer space. And that space is also called heaven. Go to Job 26:7. Where it also refers to that. He stretcheth out the north over the empty place and hangeth the earth upon nothing.
Ayub.
Job 26:7.
26:7.
شمال رو بر خلع می گستراند و زمین رو بر نیستی می آویزد.
Yeah, so God has put the earth in the empty place.
It hangs on nothing.
It's empty, and what do we know about outer space? That there's nothing. Yeah, space is not filled with gases like our atmosphere. No CO2 in space. And just for that reason, plants won't grow there.
Because
plants need CO2.
It's
something that most of the world doesn't understand today anymore. It's called photosynthesis.
The
more CO2, the better. More CO2 equals more greens.
Let me
get back on track. Yeah, so that firmament, outer space, the empty place, that's called heaven. Now skip to Genesis 1:20. And God said, "Let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that had life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven." Yeah, so this is talking about another firmament.
در مورد یه آسمان دیگه صحبت میکنه که بهش میگن آسمان که پرنده ها توش پرواز میکنن.
Birds don't fly in outer space.
پرنده ها تو فضا پرواز نمی کنن.
No satellite developer has ever been worried about birds walking cameras.
هیچ کسی که satellite فرستاده بالا نگران این باشه که پرنده بخوره وسط satellite نبوده.
This is simply referring to our sky.
در مورد جایی که به ابرامون هست، جای آسمونمونه که پرنده ها پرواز میکنن.
Now go back to 2 Corinthians.
دوم قرنتیان رو برگردید.
And notice that in verse 3.
آیه 3.
There says that this man was caught up in the third heaven.
این فرد در آسمان سوم برده شد.
But then in verse 4,
آیه 4 میگه,
it says that he was caught up into paradise.
و بعد به فردوس رو بوده شد.
So we're given another name for the third heaven.
دو تا آسمان سوم و فردوس رو دو تا نام در اونشان برده شده. و آسمان سوم.
Yeah, and the third heaven or paradise refers to the place where God resides.
آسمان سوم و فردوس
جایی است که خداوند the place where the tree of life is. That's where the throne of God is.
زندگی اونجاست. اونجا نور زندگی خداوند اونجاست.
Yeah, go to Revelation 2:7. He that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God.
آن که گوش دارد بشنود که روح به کلیساها چه میگوید. هر که غالب آید به او این را خواهم بخشید که از درخت حیاتی که در وسط فردوس خداست بخورد.
Yeah, so it talks about the paradise of God, paradise, and that is where the tree of life is.
درخت حیات درونش.
And let me connect the dots further. Go to Revelation 22:2. That's also the place where God's throne is.
جایی که تخت خداوند درونش.
Revelation 22:1-2. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb, in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manners of fruit and yield their fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations.
و نهری پاک از آب حیات به من نشان داد که درخشنده بود مانند بلور و از تخت خدا و بره جاری می شود و در وسط خیابان آن و بر هر دو کناره نهر درخت حیات را که 12 میوه می آورد، یعنی هر ماه میوه خود را می دهد و برگ‌های آن درخت برای شفای امت‌ها می‌باشد.
Yeah, so paradise is where the tree of life is. It is where the throne of God is. And it's the same place that Paul refers to, that this man that he knew was caught up into in the third heaven. Yeah, so you have the sky where the birds fly. You have outer space, and then you have the place where God resides, the third heaven.
Now,
okay, let's break here.